First of all, the compound lenalidomide is not really approved for this indication. So to be honest, I sometimes will consider this type of approach. Sometimes some insurances will approve this and they will deliver drugs. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And I never understand what goes in the mind of these people. So for instance, I'm going to give you an extreme phenotype of this. So there is a rare disease that is actually considered a mixed myelodysplastic myeloproliferative neoplasm that is called refractoremia with ring sideroblast and thrombocytosis, RARST. This disease, rare, half of the patients have JAK2 mutation. I can tell you from experience, very nicely respond. And I started using lenalidomide when I could in this context based on the original data from the lenalidomide trial. So when you look at the original studies that led to the approval of this compound, there were two key characteristics that were associated with response. One, 5q-, everybody knows this. But there is something that to me is even more important, actually, that is patients that had a platelet count over 100,000, they did significantly better. So that data, people don't talk about this, but that's probably an important predictor of response to lenalidomide than having a 5q. Indeed, actually, there's a study called MDS-005 that is a phase III randomized study asking this question. One of the questions that I asked, I was part of that study, is can we look at the effect of platelet numbers on the response to lenalidomide? So I actually agree with both of you. If I have a patient with a good platelet count, with anemia as the sole manifestation, if I could, actually, I will try to give them a trial of lenalidomide the same way you did. It may or may not happen. And again, this is an intervention that is really not indicated right now by the FDA.